Hello, footies, and welcome to Foot and Review episode 82. Today is June 29th. Remember, we can be found every weekday at 2200 hours on podcast services around the globe. YouTube.com/footcoaching for the visual show, and of course on Twitter at Foot in Review. My name is John Olsen, Foot Coaching, and joining me is the FIFA president, Andrew.
Hey everyone. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Good. Getting pretty tired of these broken servers that I hope FIFA will at least, you know, address, but otherwise pretty good. How about you?
Well, about the same. Didn't play Weekend League though, because the service was that broken. Kept disconnecting in Rivals Friday and was like, nah, forget it. I'm gonna sweat it this weekend.
So same, exact same. Yeah, I'm just not interested in Weekend League right now. Well, just the rewards really aren't there. I know people got a lot of good rewards on Thursday, but to me it's not really worth the reward when I can play some squad battles and get a card like Kubo guaranteed, and then knowing that it's going to take twice as long to play, because for example, going for one of the Bruno Fernandes cards, I had to play 8 games, and it took me 13 games to get him. Not because I quit out, but because I got disconnected in 5 of 13 games for no reason. I have perfect internet. I was connected, you know, able to do plenty of other stuff. So something's going on with their servers, and that's pretty disappointing. If you follow either of us on Twitter, we were certainly tweeting about asking at least for an acknowledgement by EA that something was happening. They just have been silent, and it's very strange, very disappointing, the lack of communication there.
Yeah, that's the most annoying part. I mean, I've always learned that you can make mistakes, and making mistakes is a good way to improve, right? So if you make mistakes, you own up to it, you learn from it, and you improve. And whenever you make a mistake, you say, I'm sorry, or we don't know what it is, but it's happening, we are aware, and that's usually enough, actually. But this is just dead silence, which really concerns me, and also frustrates me way more than it should be doing.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's just a frustrating thing, right? You're playing, and it does seem to be correlated to somewhat to scoring goals, at least on Xbox, from what I've been hearing from a lot of my friends.
I got a theory, I just said before, but...
Well, it's not that. It's clearly not that right now. I mean, quite frankly, John, like, I think that is maybe a few people in Weekend League were doing that. But, I mean, last night in the game, I went up 2-0, and a guy messaged me asking me, like, hey, man, like, you can take your win. Like, no problem there, but can you help me get a Mindy goal? And as I'm trying to respond to that message, I get the disconnect. So he's clearly not trying to quit out. He's trying to get help from me. So it's something else. It's something else. And sort of just the frequency. It's just happening way too often.
You had a theory, though, on it, right?
Well, yeah, I have some theory. I mean, I think the theory, and this is why I wish they would just say it, is probably that they started testing FIFA 21 servers, and that whatever they've done has caused the FIFA 20 servers to go haywire. And you just wish they would say something about it.
Yeah, it doesn't look good on 21 if that's the case, though. So that would... I can understand why they remain silent. But, I mean, I saw pros who normally reach 30-0 getting 2, 3, 4, 5 DCs this weekend. It's all over the world, and it's not system related. Boros had it last week as well, right? Talked about it. I saw guys like Levy and Gorilla adding this weekend, and it's, you know, I can handle latency to a certain degree, right? But just random disconnects in a format that you can't really afford a loss is so sour. It's so annoying. And
agreed. Well, we should move on. I think we're all disappointed, but if you want some more negativity on that, you can follow us on Twitter instead of on this podcast, where we try to keep a little more upbeat.
Yeah, definitely. That's very true. Good point. But the content certainly was there, though. You got to admit that, because we had a guaranteed moments SBC this weekend. Today we have another face-off. I've got a Summer Heat face-off, a show-off. I don't even know how to called anymore. Showdown. Summer Heat Showdown, of course. Like I said before, if you can't say that 10 times in a row, Summer Heat Showdown very fast, you can come on the show. Today's is between Phil Foden and Fabinho. We'll talk about that shortly. And we got another special SBC. As always, with two packs. Can you take us through it, Andrew? Since Ingvi's not here, by the way.
Yeah, let's start with the flashback guaranteed. This SBC came out yesterday, and it guarantees you one of the many flashback players that came out. From what I've seen on the internet, it seems like when a player had two flashbacks, the lower rated and then the premium, it seems like only the premium was giving out. So that was a nice thing, even though I don't see that confirmed anywhere. I haven't seen anyone pack the lower rated, so that's been nice. It just required an 84 rated squad and 60 chemistry. It's about 70k on each system. Is it worth doing? No, there's a lot of duds out there in this game. I got Ogbonna, the Italian center back from West Ham,
which could be way worse.
Oh, very way cool worse. No, he's fine. I'm very fine with that. And certainly, I saw tons of people getting Mertens, Boateng, Militao.
I got dug up.
Alon. Yeah, so you know, is it worth doing? At this point in the year, I think everyone's doing every SBC just because for fun. Why not? Why not take a shot? But ultimately, is it like worth the coins? No, you're probably going to get not a great return, but still worth doing.
Yeah.
So then next we also got let's just do the Foot 17 pack real quick. It had some pretty tight objectives, and quite frankly, I'm not going to do this SBC because it just feels like it's going to take too much time for the return.
Yeah.
But it requires 10 players, max 7 clubs, max league 8, max club count 4, 1 rare, squad rating 75, team chemistry 75. Right now, the lowest ratings are all over the map, but I imagine it's probably in the 8 to 10K range.
Yeah, someone around there.
And that gives you out. Apologies, had to click off that real quick to read all these ratings. Still can't find it. John, do you have it in front of you? What the pack? The two packs are that gives out. I think it's definitely a jumbo premium gold pack and something else.
Yeah, so the two packs it gives are the jumbo premium gold pack and of course the two rare gold players pack.
There we go. Yeah, so that's not even a great pack return, right, compared to some of the other ones we've been getting, like prime gold packs and things like that, prime gold players packs and things like that. So this just seems more effort than it's worth.
Yeah, I know the crazy part is that when we got one or two SBCs a week, I instantly did them, and I just ran through the SBCs that are available now, and I actually didn't do anything. The future star challenge, the over the goal, I just forgot to do them every day, to be quite honest. So I talk about them, but I never do them.
Yeah, that certainly happens because they do take some time to do, right? It requires some mental thinking. And if you have to buy players off the market, then it's, you know, kind of just not fun to do. They do give tradable packs back, which is nice, especially given how high, you know, every card is right now. Basically anything above 81 rated is as high as it's ever been.
And they are tradable. So we should say that,
though. They are tradable. Yeah, that's the biggest point. So we got two. We got this another summer showdown, Man City versus Liverpool. I think EA planned this maybe before Liverpool had clinched the title, but that's okay. This is still going to be an awesome matchup. The two cards we got are both 92 rated Phil Foden and Fabinho. They're both, you know, in the 140, 150K range. Oh, it looks like it's going down now, but. So 125K on Fabinho, 150K on Phil Foden. I'm sure you can get it for cheaper than that. Phil Foden, he's got two SBCs here, each about 70K. The first one, Bitter Rivalry, requires a Manchester City or Liverpool player, 83 rated squad, minimum 80 chem. And then England requires an
English
player. And
you get a jumbo premium gold pack from it.
Oh, yep, that's right. Then England requires one English player, one team of the season or team of the week player, 84 rated squad, team chemistry 75, and you get a prime mixed players pack back. And then Fabinho is basically the exact same, except his, instead of England, it's obviously Brazil. So basically exact same requirements. I think a little lower chemistry. We can build rivalries the same. One Man City or Liverpool player, 83 yeah. rating. Team chemistry, 75. Get a premium mixed players pack back. And then the Brazil is one Brazil player. Requires one team of the season or team of the week player, 84 rating, chemistry 70, and you get a prime Electrum players back. So I think they're, you know, it's interesting. Fabinho's looks like an awesome card, especially if Liverpool get the win. He'll go to 95 rated, which will be off the charts good. I'm doing him.
Yeah, I mean, so they are a good failure, right? I mean,
yeah, for a 92 rated elite card, you know, it looks fun. There's certainly other options now. So if you are short on cards or coins, definitely understand that. You don't have to do it, but I think they're pretty great value at this time of the year or any time of the year. Fun cards, good cards, fun to try out.
But if we could got upgraded?
I didn't even see that. So that's incredible.
Looking at it, I see Foden has 4-star weak foot, I think he had 3. And I think Fabinho at 2. And if I saw correctly, yeah, he's 3-star now. So he's got, I think they both got a weak foot upgrade. So that's that.
Yep. Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, Fabinho's 3-star now. He is nearly the 90 rated club. 86 pace, 87 shooting, 90s and the rest. Haven't looked in his in-game stats, but I know he's going to be awesome.
Medium high, so perfect to CDM. Yep. I think the base case, if you want to CDM, he's a really cool card. I wouldn't use Foden as CDM though. So you want Foden as attacking, and then when you go to Foden, I think maybe Fernandes last week was a bit better. But on the other hand, you can get 95 still. And to be fair, it's so good value. If you can manage, you can just put next to each other as well. So, but the real question is, when do they get the upgrades?
That is a great question. We're still waiting on our Bundesliga upgrade for Diaby, so we will know. Hopefully it's tonight, but who knows? Hopefully EA is back at work today. I think there's a couple other things that you and I were talking about before the show that we wanted to hit on. And one of them was, if you're doing these, we just mentioned it's 83 and 84 rated squads. The way I'm doing them is by doing the 82 to 88 upgrade packs. They're super easy to do. They're super cheap. And you might pack some 88s out of them. I've packed several 88s while doing them. And you can just kind of insert your duplicates into these SBCs. And, you know, it's very easy. So it's the, I think it's the most cost-effective way to do it right now while everything's so expensive.
Yeah, and it's very, you just need 7 golds. And they were thinking about, would they be extended or not? But luckily they were. Because extended, they ran off.
I imagine next week, I think they were only extended for 7 days. So I think next week we're probably going to get something else, you know, probably 83 plus packs or something like that, which will be really cool. Especially if, and this is going to lead me into my next point, if birthday is in packs next week, 83 pluses will be amazing to be doing. But of course, those usually require an 82 plus rated squad, and that is very expensive right now.
Yeah, well, I think at the moment that might be very expensive, right? If they don't change that.
Oh yeah, it would be incredibly expensive. But I did have one tip. You know, I've been, when I try to give trading tips right now, I'm not doing a lot of active trading. So anything I'm thinking of these days is kind of trying to be as low time requirement, low energy as possible. And one thing, obviously, with all these SBCs out, these SBC fodder cards are exploding. And I think if you're looking to invest, you know, 100,000 or even millions of coins, if you're looking to do that much, you can look at the cards that are going to be in the next promo and that are going to go out of packs. The gold cards that are in packs now, but on Wednesday are going to be out of packs. Look at your foot birthdays, your scream cards, your road to the final cards, anything like that. I think I missed one promo. Oh, future stars, but there's not a lot of future stars that have high rated cards, so that's why I missed it. So look at really a birthday, road to the final, and scream. And, you know, there's a handful of cards. You know, look at Lloris is a high rated card that's pretty interesting. There's tons of other cards out there. So if they're out of packs, obviously every card that goes out of packs rises, and especially when fodder is needed, high chemistry is needed. look at your defenders, look at your good link, good nation players. Definitely either stock a club with one each, try to snipe one when like pack supplies come out, you know, anything like that. Happy to kind of go into more detail, but really the idea is kind of it takes a little bit of work to figure out which players to invest in, but I think you will be able to make some easy coins by just kind of looking at who's about to go out of packs and putting them in your club or on your transfer list right now.
Yeah, I can definitely use some coins as well. So, but I think that makes perfect sense, right? They all go out of pack. We saw what happened to the cards that went out of pack now, I think. So,
And that's so consistent. Like, if a card goes out of pack, it will rise always. Sometimes people jump the gun and are buying. So you might be buying an inflated price if you don't buy soon enough when people, you know that a card's going out of packs. But in general,
and out of pack for 2 weeks now, so that helps.
Well. Yeah. And quite frankly, probably 4 weeks, 5 weeks, because I assume round three will be what they do most years, which is put the best of every card in packs.
That is true, actually. Yeah, those are good options. And just buy them at the current price point, right? That's still fine.
Buy them at the current price point. Even they're really inflated, but you'll see the EA up the price range on a lot of these. If you look at your 84s, they used to be maxed out at 10K, and now they're much higher than that. So I think they're all going to hit there. And the high-rated ones, I think we're going to get some high-rated, interesting cards, too. There's some rumored cards out there that may or may not happen, but it doesn't really matter. I think you see that we're getting content every day, so there's going to be SBCs that you're going to want to invest in, even if it's not the rumored whatever card that people are thinking about. There's going to be something good to put your coins into.
Some are really well wished for, though. I don't know if they're actually
And I think it's pretty clear they're going to keep doing the party bag packs. Those are pretty successful and fun to do. So anything like that will cause these cards to rise. So, you know, and it's only probably going to be a 2 to 4 day hold. So, you know, not a aggressively long time that you're going to be waiting to make your coins back.
Because is it then as well that you sell like this Saturday already? Or?
No, you can sell whenever you like the profit. That's always the answer that I get. I mean, because there's no way to really predict what EA is going to do. So it's if you're happy with the profit, and you want the coins to go do something else, to go buy a player for your weekend league squad or something, then sell. If you are not happy with the profit, or you don't necessarily need the coins, you know, you don't have to sell until the card's, you know, right about to go into packs. Obviously, if it's going back into packs, you should sell before then.
Yeah,
but otherwise, you know, hold until you're happy with the profit.
I was wondering, though, might actually be that someone sent me in the question and I accidentally stole the question here, but I can't remember who sent it, but I did think someone said it, so sorry. Will we ever get a Prime Icon Moments pack?
It's possible. I think with the delayed game, right, the game's not releasing until October now. I think it's possible end of July or in August we will get it.
Oof. Still a long way to go, though. I will.
Sure, but there will still be 2 to 3 months left of the game to play.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I think that's also very underrated. People underestimate how long it still is. So, I will enjoy it while we can. I think this is the best content so far we talked about last week. And we should definitely just enjoy it. Do the SBCs you want. Have fun. Make some coins while you're at it. Follow Andrew. I do a too little promotion for you, Andrew, but where can people find you before we close out the show?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at foot_AST.
And you can find him for all your trading questions. You can find me on at Foot Coaching, of course, on Twitter for all your coaching sessions. If you want to book a session, I still have some places this week. Go to footcoaching.com. You can find me there. But Andrew, I can already hear the music coming up, so I think it's time we drop it.